As a driving instructor, I see a lot of people who want to save money on the cost of learning to drive, and I'm all happy about that. But a lot of people seem to have, they don't seem to know the best way to do it. So I'm just rambling on here about the best ways to actually save on learning to drive. Most of this information that I'm about to give you is for people who haven't really driven before, who are thinking about driving and want to find out the cheapest way of passing the driving test. If you've already started learning, you might be able to use some of it, but it's more for somebody who's never driven before and who wants to learn to drive and spend the least amount of money. All right, so the first thing you need to do is obviously find a driving instructor. You also must be aware that you pay for what you get. So a lot of the times, the cheapest driving instructor might not be the best around. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the most expensive instructor around is the best either. So always make sure that whoever you choose to learn with, that you're happy that they've been recommended to you by somebody you know, and that they are good at what they do. Once you then find whoever it is that is going to teach you, the easiest way to save money on driving instruction is if you pay for your lessons in a bulk. So rather than paying for lessons individually, most instructors will give you a discount if you pay for, let's say, 5 lessons in advance or 10 lessons in advance. It saves you money that way. So a good way of saving money is by budgeting for your driving, because you know that it will cost you money. So budget for it and pay for your lessons in advance. The second way, and this is something that a lot of students don't know, especially if you're learning to drive for the very first time, you've never driven a car before, and you want to make progress easily, the cheapest way in the long run is if, for your first few lessons, I would recommend at least for your first 10 lessons, if you do 2-hour lessons rather than 1-hour lesson. Now, you might think, oh, he's just interested in getting 2-hour lessons because it's more money for him. But let me tell you the reason why it's better for you to book a 2-hour lesson than a 1-hour lesson. For your very first lesson, you would be doing the controls, cockpit drill, and if you're lucky, you would be able to do move off and stopping within the 1 hour that is allocated for the lesson. Now, if you only do a 1 hour lesson, you probably would move off and stop maybe about 2 or 3 times, and that's the end of the lesson, and you won't do anything until the next next week. Now, when you come back next week, because it's the very first time that you did it, you probably find out that you've forgotten most of what you did the last week. And so the first few, maybe 15 minutes or so, would be done recapping what you did last week. And therefore, you would only get about 45 lessons, 45 minutes from the second hour. And depending upon your skills, you might find out that you're still doing moving off and stopping for your second lesson. Now, if you had booked a 2-hour lesson for your first ever lesson, immediately you finished your cockpit drill, moving off, and you did moving off and stopping, because it was still fresh in your mind, you would have had enough time to practice it, and you probably find out that you would make more progress then, because you had a lot of time to do it, and you would move on to something else within that 2-hour slot, maybe into junctions. So on your very first lesson ever, if you were making very good progress, you could be doing junctions, turning left, turning right. Whereas if you had done 2 separate lessons, it's most unlikely that you would get to junctions on your second lesson, unless you're doing very well. And even then, you probably would only do junctions, turning left. So you've already lost out just by booking a 1-hour lesson rather than a 2-hour lesson. So you find out that you gain a lot more because things are still current in your mind if you do 2-hour lessons rather than 1-hour lessons. Also, because a lot of the skills that you need when you're learning to drive are being introduced for the very first time, there's a lot to remember. So the more you do it earlier on, the easier it is for you to remember. So 2-hour lessons seem a good idea. You find out that by doing 5 2-hour slots, you learn more quickly and make more progress than doing 10 one-hour slots over 10 weeks. So that is another tip. I'll continue these tips in the second part of this podcast when I talk about how many lessons you need to do from beginning, and also one of the most effective ways of actually learning very quickly. So until then, take care.